Nailed it.
Lobster. That's what he likes about Texas.
Brought to you by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Here's Bob.
All right, so like so many, I have kids going off to college right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know you do. I know America does. They're all going back to college. They might be going to college for the first time and living on campus, but as they get older, then they want to move off campus. And they want to live with their buds in an apartment and get a Nerf hoop. And some kegs and who knows what, but it's part of the college experience, right? Going on out there, finding a spot, no rules, just right. It's like the Bloomin' Onion, just everything that you wanted about college. And there's chicks and there's video games and there's no bedtime and there's no rules.
It's kind of awesome.
It's kind of awesome till you find out all your roommates are slobs and there's roaches and everything like that. But that's also part of it is you got to learn how to do your laundry. You got to learn how to get out of bed. You got to learn how to put the trash out, just all the stuff. Honestly, if you were to ask me, do you need to go to college? I would probably say you do, but I would say you do not because of the classes or your degree. You do because you need to learn how to do life without mommy helping you.
I totally agree. I think the school part is the, unless you're trying to become a doctor or something like that, the school part of it is so overblown.
Do you agree with that, Dave?
I mean, it's, school is part of it because it's all about time management.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
about,
it's all about figuring out how to make yourself accountable, whether it's doing laundry,
yeah,
feeding yourself, or just going to class and getting passing grades.
Yeah, like the degree is important, but it's more of a, can you have a big task in front of you, 4 years of classes, and then accomplish that task?
That's it.
It almost doesn't matter what your degree's in.
No.
In
no,
most jobs.
It absolutely doesn't.
It certainly doesn't matter where you get your degree from, even though as a high school student, that's all you can think of is, where am I going to school? This is so important. People are going to keep asking me. And then it kind of turns into the status thing. Oh, you're going to this school? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, wow, you got into that school. Wow, that must mean this and that. You know, and so it's a status thing. It's this, wow, look at me and look what I accomplished and all these types of things. And so anyway, very proud of my kiddos. I didn't totally care where they went to school, and I'm happy they found their people. And my son is going back to Oklahoma State, and he really digs that school. And he'll be a sophomore, which means now he's living off campus. So all of that expository information is to set up a news story from Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. Who is, and by the way, is this ever good? Let me just ask, if where you are going to move into as a college student is on the 6 o'clock news, is that ever good?
Oh, no.
Like, it's either burned down or it's a crack house. Mm.
Or they found, like, a body or something.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so let's just listen. Let's keep an open mind. Why is his apartment complex the lead story on the Oklahoma City News? Here we go. And we'll play it right
more
here.
More problems at a Stillwater apartment complex 10 days out from the first day of class at Oklahoma State.
A lot of students trying to move in to Apex on Perkins today to get settled. Instead, met with hours-long waits and unfinished apartments. News 4's John Hayes is looking out for them.
Some students in line here told us they waited several hours to get into their apartment, instructed that if they didn't get in Friday, to come back Saturday morning.
A long line stretching across Apex on Perkins in Stillwater for student move-in.
I lived in dorms last year for my freshman year. It was easier than this.
Lots of students waiting in line for several hours, some with animals and their parents bringing out lawn chairs for a few lucky enough to get their keys.
Huh,
That's mold.
Dirty and clearly unfinished units. Oh. Albany Bryle says she was mortified.
I walked in to find ceiling fans on the floor. The fridge was on in a box in there. It was trashed. There was mold. Dirty water. It was just really bad. It's not livable. No.
We took complaints we heard to the leasing office, an employee guarding a locked door.
I'm trying to pass along my email address in hopes of getting some kind of statement. We can't get any kind of statement.
The guy in the window is saying, I need you off the property immediately.
Of course he is. Please.
We can't get any kind of statement in terms of what's going on.
No, and I need you to delete that video immediately.
Ashley Ramirez says this makes her miss living on campus.
It's a wonderful experience compared to this.
Yes.
I mean, it's just awful.
Bryles agrees, calling for action.
I want them to take accountability for what they've done. I don't want them to sweep this under the rug, and I don't want them to have more residents come in and thinking that they're getting this pretty perfect apartment when more than likely it's not going to be ready.
In Stillwater, John Hayes, Oklahoma's News 4.
All right, John. Now, it's important to note Apex is not affiliated with Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma City News 4.
Here, hold on.
Apex is not affiliated with Oklahoma State.
Brussels also says students had to pay their deposit and first month's rent before they could get the keys without ever seeing the unit.
Oh, so are you in that boat?
Yeah. Yeah, so... So they
show pictures of this beautiful model apartment.
Right. You sign a lease for a year. You put your money down, your first rent, the security deposit. I mean, the normal stuff. They did all this back in March because these four boys decided they want to live at this place because, man, the pictures look great.
And it is brand new?
Man, I don't...
Or is it under new ownership?
I think this is a apartment complex that is really, really struggling. And the reason I feel that way is this news story from KFOR. I think that's for Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. Several small business owners say the management company for the Stillwater student apartment complex has not paid them each thousands of dollars for the work the company hired them to do. The owners of three different Stillwater-based small businesses told News 4, between the three of them, the owners of Apex on Perkins Apartments owe them approximately $80,000 for work that they've already performed in April of 2023 for lawn care, maintenance, and air conditioning things. And so... these guys are way behind in all their payment to contractors to fix stuff. And so until they pay those people, nothing's getting fixed. And so what does that mean? Well, that means hundreds of students are moving into this place. It has no air conditioning.
What?
It has no air conditioning. It has apartments that aren't finished. It is a debacle.
Been up there? Like,
no, he is stalling as long as he can in hopes that the news stories and just common decency for hundreds of students trying to go to class will get this rectified. And as of today, there's still no air conditioning. His roommate moved in and brought fans with him in an effort to fight off the 100 degree daily temperatures. But his roommates are very concerned that they can't break the lease, and so that they could be liable for an entire year of rent, even though that doesn't seem livable. But if the lease, and these apartment complexes write these leases in such a way that they're very, very difficult to get out of. Well, then here's the other problem. In Stillwater, much like many college towns, there are not dozens of places to live available the week classes start.
Yeah.
So you in good faith had this wrapped up in March, and now you find out that either you live in a place with no air conditioning and no, like, a refrigerator that's working and with mold and with, you know, ceiling fans that are just sitting on the floor because nobody ever installed them, or you break the lease, try to find another place, potentially pay two leases.
Oh my God.
And you're just trying to make all this work.
Don't they have a legal responsibility to provide, like, climate control? Wouldn't they be able to get out of it with that?
They're fully? In the lease, it does say something, and the wording is, you know how these things are, right? It has to be, quote, livable. But I believe the Oklahoma City or the Oklahoma State tenant, whatever they, whatever the thing is that runs the whole state, it has to explicitly say air conditioning for that to be included.
So livable doesn't necessarily equal air conditioning.
Yes.
Okay.
And so there's a lot going on right now.
Wow.
Now, I'm under the impression that something will be done, but as of today's conversation, Monday's the first day of class. There is still a lot of stress going on. Dude, their Facebook page is absolutely an abomination right now.
Do you think this is false advertising? Experience luxurious student living at Apex on Perkins. Our community has recently undergone new management, tailoring to your highest standard. Our community amenities feature a new vision with intelligent apartment technology. We've introduced smart locks and thermostats that you can control through your app, and LED bathroom mirrors that are temperature changing, dimmable, and anti-fog.
Oh, man. No
bringing way. A next level experience to your living experience. Redundant. We've upgraded our premium units with modern lighting, designer vanities, granite countertops with white cabinetry, and a complete upgraded furniture package.
I mean, sounds great, right?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
I wonder when they read that in March or whatever. Like, they're like, oh, we're going here, man.
This was sent.
And a pool?
This was sent to me today from their Facebook page. This is Geraldine, a OSU student. Drove 7 hours from New Mexico, stood in line for 6.5 hours, was told to come back the next morning. Those poor kids who are working were blamed for what management has done. There's no accountability. We tried calling all week to ask if we could schedule a time next weekend to pick up keys. There hasn't been an answer all week.
Oh, they can't even get keys.
I can confirm, by the way, I've called down there. There is zero answering of the phone. Zero. So we came this weekend just to stand in line for no reason. I guess we're renting a place to stay the night. And there's hundreds of comments, and dude, nothing has been resolved. Like, it's been on the news. There's I don't know what to do, and these kids don't want to be sued for breaking a lease, and they also don't know where to live because there aren't enough spots.
Like, right now, if they could get out of it, if they could break the lease today, are there places that they could go to that they could find within shouting distance of campus?
They would absolutely go somewhere if there were any places left, but campus is now filled up, and I don't know what else is up there, and we will continue to monitor this story as it's going on. But I assume this happens in a lot of college towns where just somebody false advertises their housing, and the students take it in the shorts because they're college students.
What a scam, dude.
So
is he freaking out at all, or is he cool?
Yeah, he's actually talked about, do I really need to go to school there? Like, he's like,
no,
maybe I should just switch to school and live at home for a while. And I'm like, let's hold on. Because he loves it. You know, he really does like it up there.
He needs to be up there.
So
he could commute.
We'll keep you posted on how things. It's a very long commute.
Oh,
I don't think you want to do that. That's Bob's World.
All right, that's good stuff. It's awful, but it's good stuff.